All right, that was Co-op from their album, or from their self-titled album. That was the song Perimeter. And before that, we heard Milk from their cassette Late Bloomer. That was the song No Evil Oil. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Stay tuned. Jaden is up next with K-Pop Cafe. Lots of other great things this afternoon. Keep it locked in here on CITR 101.9 FM. Going to close out with a song that I heard performed on karaoke this past Friday, and it was great, and I didn't know the song or the band. No Wave band from the early 80s called Suburban Lawns, and the song Janitor. It's a pretty fun song. Some folks knocked it out of the park, karaoke style. So let's give a listen to that. This is from 1983, I believe. Suburban Lawns with Janitor. And that's going to do it for this show. Going to have a Pride special, part of a series or a whole couple of days of Pride programming for CITR. So stay tuned for that next week. Thanks for listening. Catch you later.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Oh, 어둡게만 느껴지던 많은 날들도 Thank you. You're listening to CITR 1.9 FM broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory located in British Columbia, and this is K-Pop Cafe, and your DJ Jaden is back right here again. Hey guys, hope you guys are doing pretty well so far. Already the end of July, and next week, by the time I have the show again with you guys, it will be August. Time is like flying so fast. There's only like a month left until summer is almost over. Well, I guess it's a bad news for most of the students, who are going back to school. But yeah, if you graduated, I don't know, it may mean nothing to you. For anyone who do love summer, the summer weather, it might be a bad news for you guys. But for me, I do not like summer. I mean, I like the fact that it's a vacation for us students, but I don't know. I don't like it when it's too hot outside. I normally prefer cold. And that's why I like fall and winter better than summer. But I mean, summer is pretty much like the only time of the year when all the family members can go have a trip or something, or a picnic with the nice weather outside. I don't dislike summer though, just don't misunderstand me. Anyway, so today will be a specially themed show again. Today we're going to focus on listening to some animation songs, like cartoon songs, that were popular in early 2000s and 90s. I picked some soundtracks from the cartoons that a lot of Korean kids back then grew up watching, and that includes myself too, because I was like 5 or 4 back then. So so I picked most of the show that here many people here in Canada already know of already. So I picked some stuff like One Piece or Pokemon or Detective Conan. But some of the songs are like totally different from what you think. I never heard of, because I didn't grow up watching the English dubbed version that some of you guys might have grew up watching here. But for me, I grew up watching the Korean version. And I grew up listening to the Korean version of their soundtrack. So we'll listen to them. But I'll make sure to let you know which animation these songs are from. And the first one we listened to was by, it's called Pete by Mate, and it's from Detective Conan. And the second one is from I know the Korean title, it's a Cardcaptor Teddy. Cardcaptor. Okay, so apparently it's Sakura in English. Cardcaptor Sakura. But but in Korea, it's instead of Sakura, it's Cherry. Anyway, so that's it. We'll officially begin the show, and we'll begin. We just began some two songs at the top already. We'll listen to another song from Detective Conan. It's called Love for You by Julie. And some other songs we'll listen to right after that will be Pokemon songs. So let's go.
Let's go. To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
All right, so we listened to a song from Detective Conan, Love for You by Jewelry, and three different songs from Pokemon series. And I actually noticed something strange. So pretty much all the people I asked around here in Canada, they know what Pokemon is, but some of the people, they don't know Detective Conan. And when I first realized, when I actually first saw because I really wanted to watch the show Detective Conan, because I used to watch it a lot back in Korea. And when I first moved to here, I really wanted to watch that show. So I tried to search it up, but I could only find the ones with English subtitles, not instead of Korean subtitles. And I thought maybe I should just give it a try. It should be fine. I understand English. It's okay to have English subtitles, because back then I couldn't understand a word of Japanese at all. And then something strange I realized about Detective Conan is that here some people call it Case Closed, because like the direct translation from Japanese title and Korean title, it would be Detective Conan. But I don't know, so for some reason somewhere else it was just titled as Case Closed. Yeah. Well, I guess it's fair enough. It's a title that suits pretty well with what's going on in the show. But yeah, I prefer the direct translation version, Detective Conan. Anyway, so now following, we will listen to some songs by, you guys all know this TV show, Inuyasha. And I actually have a friend of mine who works as a voice actor, who did one of the voices in Inuyasha. Yeah, I forgot which character he did, but yeah, he did one of them. I think it's two of my friends did two different characters in that show, or three. Yeah. Anyway, so I grew up watching Inuyasha, and most of the time, because in Korea, there is this like TV channel called Tooniverse, and now it still exists, but I haven't seen that show, I haven't seen that channel pretty in a long time. But now I heard it kind of changed the format a little bit ever since the last time I watched it. But back in the time I grew up watching, so pretty much like back in 2005, that was like the climax. That was like the time when Tooniverse was like killing everything for the cartoons and animations. And every kid back then would watch that channel just for the cartoon. But anyway, I grew up watching shows that were on that channel. Yeah, and one of them was Inuyasha too. And Inuyasha, I remember back in 2005, it was like the most popular show in Korea back then. Yeah, so and I heard it was popular here in Canada too, but unfortunately when most of my friends who were born here and who spent their childhood in Canada, they grew up watching it too. But when it was popular, I wasn't here, and I was in Korea watching this show. But we all watched it. I watched the Korean dubbed version. They watched the English dubbed version. So, but yeah. But the songs here, well, they're, I'm going to play three different opening songs for Inuyasha. So the season 3, 4, and 5. So you guys know this show, but the songs are the Korean version, so you guys might not have heard of it yet. So I'll just play them right now. So this is the so I'll start with season 3 opening song. It's called I Am. ¶¶
Are you interested in indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Alright, so you guys listen to Inuyasha. Okay, so the song that I'm going to play out right now, I'm going to play out two different songs, and these songs are from animations that made. So, you know, sometimes I hear, like, okay, let's call it trend. Here in Korea, there is this term called yuheng, so that it just means like trend. And so Korean society and the Japanese society are a lot more sensitive to the social trend than here in Canada. So whenever some drama or animation is popular, and if there are like some goods or toys from those cartoons or animations, it will be like, they will be really popular and everyone's gonna want to buy it. And these two songs are from animations that were like that. So the first one is a soundtrack from Beyblade. And in Korean, in Korea, people, instead of calling Beyblade, we called it Top Blade. Yeah, top, like the spinning top. Yeah, so Top Blade. And that, as soon as that cartoon was, it came out and it was really popular, everyone wanted to get that toy, the toy top. And I got multiple ones too. I remember that, yeah. And the next one I'm going to play out is Yu Hee Wang. And more people here in Canada, they know it more as Yu-Gi-Oh, the card game animation. So when this came out, like, everyone wanted to get the card decks, and everyone would just like gather up, hang out, and just like duel. That's it. And I paid a lot of money to get new cards. Yeah, and I remember the during breaks in elementary school, I used to play the games with my friends a lot of times. But yeah, so we'll listen to the soundtracks from Top Blade or Beyblade and Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah. Elio Ramirez Show at CITR, Mondays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. El show de Leo Ramirez en CITR, lunes de 5 a 6 de la tarde.
All right, now we'll listen to an opening song from this animation called School Rumble. And this one was not relatively popular, not as popular as some of the other animations that I just mentioned before. But School Rumble, a lot of people still watched it, and I was one of them. I don't think any of my friends who grew up here watched this show. It was pretty popular in Japan, and I think some communities in Korea too. So I watched it on the Chuniverse channel that I just mentioned previously. So this is pretty much kind of like a high school student going through their first love, and pretty much like a lot of things that you would experience as a high school student. Yeah. So I think I watched it when I was in grade five. Six or five. I read the manga, the comic books, and also watched the TV show on TV, the animation version. Yeah. It was pretty good. So if you haven't watched it, make sure to watch it. I still watch it, by the way. I actually bought, it's not as long. It's not a huge one. So there's not that many of episodes. So once you start it, you can just watch it. Each episode is about 25 minutes, I think. And there was this like DVD package. And as I just mentioned previously, the episodes, not that many episodes were there. So they could have the whole animation in two different packages, so DVD package. So each package has about six different DVDs, I think, CDs. Two packages, and I bought one package, the first one. And I couldn't buy the second one, though, because it was out of stock in Korea. But I don't know. I'll see if I could buy one. But I bought the first one, so I can just watch it anytime I want. Before, I used to watch it online, but the buffering was really slow, so I couldn't watch it. Anyway, so I'll play the opening song from School Rumble. If you have seen it, you'll like it. I think it's pretty much like the same melody as the Japanese one, but the lyrics is different. It's in Korean, yeah. So if you have given a try to the Japanese version, please make sure to listen to the one I'm going to play. It's going to be in Korean. Let's go. Yeah.
The A's Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Awesome. So that's it for today's show. I